relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
We are back, the second hour already. If you missed anything, incredible interviews with Daniel Hoffman in the first hour, your wonderful calls, my analysis. Don't forget, we're not only available live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram TV. You can also get our free podcast at the iTunes Store. Wherever you get podcasts, look for my name and America First. Additionally, we have our new podcast for the election. It's called The Battle for 1600. Every week, the Baron, Boris Epstein, and myself have a free-ranging discussion, far too much fun than we should be allowed to have in a radio studio. You can download The Battle for 1600 as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're going to have to stay on the topic of the dumpster fire debate yesterday. Individuals who think they are fit to run this country, who can't even discuss in a civil fashion the policy debates of the day. But before we get to some truly astounding audio cuts, some news items hot off the press. I was going to share this with you guys later, but it's just too good. From Mr. G, just text it to me because, yes, I am in a remote location with my leg up in a brace, but we won't let that stop us. We don't usually do this, but hey, it's breaking news. CNBC, Trump campaign sues the New York Times for libel over Russia opinion piece. This was 26 minutes ago. President Donald Trump's presidential campaign has sued the New York Times for libel. The campaign is seeking millions of dollars in damages for a op-ed piece that had false claims that the campaign had a, quote, conspiracy with Russia during the 2016 election. The Manhattan Supreme Court suit claims the newspaper intended to hurt Trump's chances of re-election in 2020. Add that to the Covington Catholic School boys, and it looks as if things are finally turning in the age of fake news. Then let me give you a good metric for who you shouldn't vote for. I don't care, you know, what your proclivities are, what your background is, what your sexual preference is, what your skin color is. You probably shouldn't vote for. It's like, what is that comedian who says, you may be a redneck if. Well, this is a slightly different version. You probably shouldn't vote for somebody if the official Communist Party newspaper of Cuba has a prominent report that is glowing about that American politician. Why do I say that? This is from the Miami Herald, from Nora Torres. Havana gives front page coverage to Bernie Sanders for praising Fidel Castro. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' views on the Cuban Revolution have earned him a storm of criticism in the United States. But there's one place where his comments have received glowing front-page reviews. Cuba. Granma, yes, you heard right, it's spelt G-R-A-N-M-A, Granma, the Communist Party official newspaper, prominently displayed a report about Sanders and his praise of, quote, some of the social programs implemented by the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. Yeah, literacy, that's great. in a country where you can still go to prison for saying the wrong things about the Communist Party that has controlled that country for more than 50 years. Just a little sneaky metric. If the Communist Party newspaper is saying good things about your potential candidate here in the United States, don't vote for them. Let's discuss something even more heinous. Yesterday, the Democrats in the U.S. Senate blocked a bill that would have required clinics and hospitals in America to provide basic medical treatment to infants born alive after a failed abortion. Democrats stopped the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. This bill would have banned abortions after 20 weeks gestation and babies that would have been born as a result of a botched abortion would have been provided guaranteed medical assistance. This is today's Democrat Party. Here's some good news. We've got to balance the dark with the light. Here is something positive. This is from Dan Bongino's new website. It's by Pat Palumbo. Despite record media bias, Trump is more popular than Obama at the same point in his presidency. This is stunning. So listen to the actual stats here. From the day Donald Trump declared his candidacy for president of the United States, he faced an unprecedented media onslaught that unsuccessfully tried to sink his campaign. As anyone with eyes and ears is aware, that has continued during his tenure as president. During his first 100 days in office, 89% of network coverage of the Trump presidency was negative. 89%. For the entire year of 2018, negative coverage was 90%. And during the recent impeachment hysteria, media bias maxed out with a 100% negative coverage. Despite all of that, President Trump is now incredibly more popular than President Obama was under a sycophantic press coverage at the same point during their respective presidencies. According to Rasmussen reports, President Trump's approval rating today stands at 52%. The same time in President Obama's first term, his approval rating stood at just 47%. Incumbent presidents generally have an advantage over their competition in elections, and President Trump polling higher than the last incumbent to win re-election is a very positive sign. The president has also been attracting a surprisingly large amount of Democrats to his rallies, as well as people who didn't vote in the 2016 election. That, combined with the fact that President Trump will likely see at least a 50% increase in his share of the black vote, all but guarantees his re-election, according to the Bongino report. Now, I'm not going to be as rose-tinted as that author, Mr. Palumbo, because they're just looking at the facts on the ground. That analysis does not take into account what the Democrat Party is willing to do, to lie, steal, and cheat. Look what they did to their own leading candidate 4 years ago. I have no sympathy for this man. He is a communist. But they did steal the nomination from him. The use of the superdelegates, the runaround by Hillary Clinton to take the nomination from the more popular candidate demonstrates what the Democrats will do to their own, let alone what they will do to you and to Republican and conservative candidates across the country. So in the next 250-odd days, it is imperative. I should have mentioned this yesterday. One of our listeners texted me on our text line, the Patriot Mobile text line, 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. That because of what I have said, because of my exhortation here on this show, he has volunteered to be an official poll watcher during the elections. God bless you. Because it's not just about being on social media. It's not just about writing checks or knocking on doors and, you know, stuffing envelopes and handing out leaflets. It's about making it as hard as possible for the left to steal the election. Because they will. They will do everything. Not only that, we are at a natural handicap as conservatives because our ideology is not built on collectivism. It is built on rugged individualism. As such, mobilization is always an issue for us. So please write this down, make a note of it, make it happen, work out the logistics now for November 3rd or for the early voting in your district. Everyone who cares for this republic, everyone who's listening, everyone who respects and admires what this president has achieved, I want you on election day or when there's early voting to be the person who takes at least five other people to the polling station who would otherwise stay home. Be part of the solution. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
It is a special day today. It is Ash Wednesday. It is a day we mark as the formal beginning of the Easter season, which is, in fact, more important than Christmas, because this is the season in which our Lord gave everything, sacrificed his life, and took our sins upon himself. What a perfect day to reassess what we do for others. We've had an incredible 3.5 years. Our nation is more blessed than ever. Now is the time to help those far, far less fortunate than us. As such, today I am kicking off my Food for the Poor campaign, where we help starving families abroad. Today we have audio from one of the people who is working so hard to bring relief to the children, to those who are suffering in Guatemala. Listen,
because
to
you can make a difference with just so little. So little goes such a long way. And, you know, God will reward you. And you're going to feel so good about changing the life of a child. So please go online or go on the phone right now and make that difference.
That's Alice Marino talking from Guatemala. And just think of this. A one-time gift through our website, sebgorka.com, of $80 provides food and clean water for a child for a whole year. The blessings. You can do missionary work from the comfort of your own home. $320, which is less than $27 a month, provides the same blessings of food and water to a whole family. Please join me now in supporting this program, Food for the Poor, by calling 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed Starving Families banner. That's sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA, to help those far, far less fortunate than ourselves. We are back. It is the second hour of America First. Our first guest of this hour is the inestimable, the unstoppable, the Rye, Charlie Hurt, who just wants to confuse his enemies by using the name Charles Hurt on Twitter. Check him out. Follow him right now. Oh, my gosh. He's got 49,000 followers. By the end of this segment, I want him to have 50,000. Follow him right now. Charles Hurt. Charlie, welcome to America First.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Gorka. Always good to be with you.
Hey, did you watch the debate yesterday? I presume that's part of your job description.
Oh, my goodness. The debate, I mean, these things just keep getting better and better. And, you know, I want to, you know, there's all this hand-wringing in the media right now about how disruptive these debates are and how they're not helping. Everybody's all upset about it. Where was all this hand-wringing from these same people in the press when Republicans were going through the exact same thing 4 years ago? They thought it was great 4 years ago. Now that it's now that the clown show is on the Democrat side and they're just destroying one another, everybody's all upset and they want to change the system. They want to, like, put off elections and not have them and just remove Bernie Sanders and sell the whole party to the highest bidder, which would be, of course, Michael Bloomberg.
Charlie Hurt, are you asking for consistency in the mainstream media? How dare you?
No, it's such a fool's errand. It's so funny. I was just thinking that. What kind of an idiot, I'm talking about myself, is going to sit here and complain about the media because it's all just so stupid? You can never expect consistency from those people.
All right, let's look at there are so many things.
Abilio Acosta.
Sorry, what about Abilio?
Except for Abilio Acosta.
Oh, Abilio, yes, the hero of the media, the El Cid combined with Don Juan of the media, the man who is ashamed of his Hispanic heritage. Let's just focus in deep on one issue that there was so much to discuss from yesterday's debate, but perhaps the one that maybe, just maybe, should have got, I don't know, FEC investigators or the FBI on the case, was a little slip from Mini Mike. No boxes, Mike Bloomberg. This is yesterday about he bought something with his money. Mayor Bloomberg, cut four.
Let's just go on the record. They talk about 40 Democrats. 21 of those were people that I spent $100 million to help elect. All of the new Democrats that came in, put Nancy Pelosi in charge, and gave the Congress the ability to control this president, I got them.
I bought them, I guess. $4.7 million he spent on the people who kept Nancy Pelosi in power. Is that how Republican democracy is supposed to work, Charlie Hurt?
Isn't it amazing? I mean, it just came right out and almost said it. Do you think Donald Trump just might use some of this against Michael Bloomberg if he wound up running against Michael Bloomberg?
I think that's a pretty sure deal.
And then the other thing is, and this is the other thing I just love. This goes down to the grassroots of the Democrat Party, is that after 4 years or 3 years of listening about Russia, all the stuff about Russia, Russians are taking over. What is the Democrat solution? The Democrat solution is to go to the Soviet candidate who honestly might truly be a Soviet Manchurian candidate who honeymooned in the Soviet Union and wants to turn America into Russia. It's just mind blowing.
You are inside all of this. You're inside the sausage machine. Has there been one article, just even an opinion piece in the mainstream media where somebody said, it's a bit weird that they're talking about, you know, Hillary spouting off about how Russia chose Donald Trump as our candidate, but the Democrats actually are potentially going to nominate a person who honeymooned in the Soviet Union. Has there been one piece like that, Charlie Hurt?
Not in the mainstream, not in regular coverage of this stuff, because it goes back to what you just said about the inconsistencies of it. These people, they're not even pretending to tell the truth. They're not pretending to report the news. They actually know that. They're simply making crap up in order to throw at the president because they view it as a noble mission to destroy this president. They could care less about facts or the truth.
Wonderful, wonderful summary. I'm angry now. I've just noticed what the header on Charlie Hurd's Twitter feed is. I have a pinned tweet at the top of my Twitter feed, Seb Gorka, which is the president, saying, Gorka wins big time when I took on that punk Brian Karim in the Rose Garden. I think Charlie Hurd's outdone me. He has at the top of his Twitter feed a tweet from the president. Charlie, I always knew you were brilliant. That's a keeper. That's a keeper. We'll be back with Charlie Hurd in a moment. In the meantime, let's get him over 50,000 in the break. Do it right now. Charles Hurd on Twitter. He's with the Washington Times nuclear option, Fox News, and follow him at Charles Hurd. Back with Charlie after these messages. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. He's edging towards 50,000. Thank you, guys. Keep going, keep going. His name is Charlie Hurd. He goes by Charles Hurd on Twitter. And no, we did not discuss pig killing in the break or Hungarian pig breeds like the Mongolitsa. But maybe we did. Charles, let's return to the debate yesterday with the communist, the fascist billionaire who thinks he can just buy his way not only to Congress, but also the presidency. But one cut that I think is perhaps more shocking than any other, given that it's a Democrat debate. And this was Bernie Sanders really revealing what he thinks of the black and Hispanic community in America. Bernie Sanders, yesterday's debate, cut two.
And I'll tell you what else we're going to do. We're going to provide help to the African-American, Latino, Native American community to start businesses to sell legal marijuana.
So the blacks and the Hispanics just want to sell blunts. Is that right, Charlie Hurd?
Right. We're just going to put them in the legal drug business. Wow. I mean, oh, my God. I don't know what's more disgusting, the inherent racism involved in that. Or the fact that he, in the best, most charitable light, you could say that it was his version of pandering. But even then, it's still just blatant racism. It's just shocking. How could you imagine a Republican getting away with something like
that? No, they'd be toast. They'd be done before they finish the sentence.
It's amazing. These people, they really are. They're becoming a caricature of themselves.
No, they are. They absolutely are.
And the last people to, like, catch on to it are the supposed reporters who are supposed to be covering these people for a living.
Or just the moderators. The moderators say nothing. Biden says 150 million people killed in the last 13 years in America by gun violence. And the moderator says, oh, really, half the population? I mean, it's just unbelievable. All right, I need to get one more input from our expert on these crazy, crazy events. Charlie Hurd, follow him on Twitter, at Charles Hurd. Read his pieces, The Nuclear Option, at the Washington Times. And this is from No Boxes Mini Mike again. Just an egregious, egregious comment about the one strategic threat we face. This is Mayor Bloomberg on who Xi Jinping is and the fact that Xi Jinping, I guess, is just a politician with constituents. This is Bloomberg, cut five.
Make no mistake about it. We have to deal with China if we're ever going to solve the climate crisis. We have to deal with them because our economies are inextricably linked. We would be not be able to sell or buy the products that we need. And in terms of whether he's a dictator, he does serve at the behest of the Politburo, their group of people. But there's no question he has an enormous amount of power. But he does play to his constituency. You can negotiate with him. That's exactly what we have to do. Make it seem that it's in his interest and it's in his people's interest.
So he's there at the behest of the Politburo, and he has to play to his constituency. This is the same Xi Jinping who a year ago at the conference of the Central Committee literally changed the Chinese Communist Constitution to make himself Communist Emperor for life. Charlie Hurt, is Bloomberg stupid, or does he think America is stupid?
No. He's very smart. He's got a lot of investments in China.
Right.
That's why he's worth $60 billion right. and can buy the nomination, or at least buy a bunch of House Democratic seats and basically buy the Democrat Party. And so he has to be very careful about his investments in China. And so he has to speak very nicely of Xi Jinping. And so is it self-interest? Yeah. But I think it's very wise. It's very shrewd on him. He's a shrewd investor.
So he's just dissembling.
Yes, completely, 100%. Nothing means anything to these people. It's and you know, when you, and actually in a lot of ways he's not wrong in a political sense, because obviously you have to work with China at this point, but the idea that you're going to compliment them to death or operate from such a standpoint of weakness, as opposed to our president, who always operates from a standpoint of strength.
Right.
It's kind of amazing.
I think we found the motto for the day, the description Charlie gave us of the Democrat Party. Nothing means anything to these people. Follow him right now. He's bumping towards 50,000. Get him up there today, my friends. Throw him some love. Charles Hurt on Twitter, and read his writings at the Washington Times. Get back to your country fiefdom rapidly, my friend, and we'll have you back on the show the next time you're in the swamp. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Kimberly Guilfoyle up next, but before that, you know where I am. Wherever I am in the ReliefFactor.com mobile studios. Why? Because Relief Factor is crucial to me living a pain-free life, as it should be to you. The natural product that the incredible father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot have created is giving pain relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now. See their incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then take the decision to be the next success story. It is so easy to find out if Relief Factor can work for you like it works for them and for me. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Think about it. Less than a dollar a day to be liberated from your daily aches and pains. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, that if you take Relief Factor for 3 weeks, you will find out if it works for you like it works for me. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with the one and only Kimberly Guilfoyle next here on America First.
The deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
She's just gotten off a call with Donald Trump Jr. and thousands of Trump volunteers across the nation. She is that warrior princess of freedom. You know her. Kimberly Guilfoyle, follow her right now on Twitter. She's only got 1.6 million followers. Show the ladies some love. Kim Guilfoyle, G-U-I-L-F-O-Y-L-E. Kimberly, welcome to America First.
Oh, Seb, great to be with you. It's my favorite show. You're just fantastic out there every day doing the fight, and I love it, I love it, I love it. Well, I am super excited. Don Jr. and I just led a call to say thank you. How about that? To say thank you to the thousands of Trump Victory volunteers. We have an incredible program that is Neighborhood Team Leaders, and so far we have 500,000 people signed up and mobilized, canvassing the entire country with an incredible grassroots and populist movement. The Democrats used to try to own this space. Well, now we just busted it wide open and destroyed it. So we're going to be breaking their dreams, because on November 3rd, our army is going to be out there campaigning, knocking out doors, making sure that people are out there voting for President Trump. And, you know, we're spreading this Winning America First agenda, you know, one neighborhood at a time, and your radio show, too.
That is incredible. More than half of me. Look, I am a happy warrior, but even I get extra cheered up when I hear things like that. That is incredible. And of course, if people want to be part of Team Trump, all they have to do, right, is go to Donald J. Trump.
Website, yep.
Yeah, DonaldJTrump.com. You can sign up for the events. You'll get notices of when the next rally is. Become a volunteer. Become part of Team MAGA or Team CAG, whichever you prefer. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Okay, did you... I don't know. Do you get danger money? Do they give you extra money to watch the Democrat debates, Kimberly?
Oh, my God. I know. Can I get my life back from what happened having to watch that last night? I mean, even the moderators got ripped and roasted today. So nobody thought that it was good. But, you know, but guess what? I'm glad they have those debates on. And I want people to really, like, feast their eyes and, like, open their ears to listen to what these lunatics are proposing.
Right.
I don't even bother calling, like, Bernie Sanders a, quote, Democrat socialist. He's a flat-out socialist, or let's even, like, call it like it is, pretty much a communist. I mean, his plans make no sense. They're not economically, you know, feasible. His whole Medicaid for all, like, all the programs that this guy is putting forward, he has absolutely no idea. He's not a businessman like Donald Trump, okay, who understands the value of the dollar and knows how to, like, balance a budget and get things together. They have people on there that I actually am just shocked and actually saddened for the country that these people think they can run for president. Like, can you imagine them in the Oval Office and the complete havoc that they would wreak, not just in this country, but like internationally, the repercussions, you know, would be felt. I think this is really the most important, pivotal, crucial election in American political history. And I think Americans are really waking up and seeing this. The juxtaposition, it's a complete binary choice. What do you want? The country that we love, the American dream to be extinguished, capitalism to be stepped on, the neck of capitalism, and an economic prosperity crushed by these socialists, by Bernie Sanders and the likes, okay, or dazed and confused, like, you know, Joe Biden, I don't even know if he knows he was on the debate stage. He was taking a knee again yesterday to say, well, I'm just going to stop. I guess I'm a good Catholic boy and, you know, don't want to run out of time or be impolite. I mean, okay, that's great. Our enemies are really going to fear that, okay? You know, it's just sad. And then think about any one of these people coming up against President Trump in a debate.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not even kidding. It's actually like shock and awe all over again. Like, none of them are going to be able to debate, you know, against President Trump. Buttigieg, I mean, no one even heard of this guy before in their entire life. Mayor of what? He didn't even do a good job there. He's a Manchurian candidate. He's like pseudo Obama, you know, all empty platitudes, doesn't stand for anything, no platform, and somehow thinks he can be thrown in, you know, to this mix.
Man alive, you are a force of nature. If I ever run for office, you better be on my team, Kimberly, okay?
Oh, my God. I'll be signing up right away for the Seb Gorka Army. Let me tell you something. I'm all in. I love the president. He's my friend for 15 years. He's such a fighter. You know, the least we can do is get out there and fight and spread the message. And that's why shows like yours are so important, because, you know, really, you know, the mainstream media is just like the marketing arm and PR wing and comm shop, you know, for the liberal lunatics on the left. So we've got to work extra hard and smart, and be really tireless and engaged to make sure that the truth gets out there about the president's, you know, record-setting accomplishments. He's such a winner, and he's such a fighter, and he's just getting started. And by the way, he looks better than ever.
He is the Benjamin Button.
You know.
of presidential politics. He's getting younger. How does he do it?
Yeah, it's freaking them out, by the way. They're freaked out. They're like, oh, my God, what? Trump's looking. Yeah. And he just, you know, he crushes it. We were able to travel with them all last week from, you know, one rally and one campaign stop to the next. You know, from Arizona, we were with him in New Hampshire, we were with him in Arizona, we were with him in Colorado Springs, you know, Vegas. It was just incredible. And he's just like hitting full stride, and he's fired up, and you saw how well loved he was and received, you know, in India. People get it. Internationally, actually, they do get it. You know, we're respected again. We've got our resolve back. Nobody's pushing America around while President Trump is in charge. I'll tell you that much.
All right, we've got 30 seconds left. Follow this lady now, Kim Guilfoyle. You know who she is. She's the national chair of the Trump Victory Finance Committee 2020 and senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. What is your message, Kimberly, to those who don't live in the swamp, haven't joined the 500,000 volunteers for the Trump campaign, aren't really that political, and who aren't energized yet to actually go out and do something? What's your message to them across the nation?
My message is we have built a big tent. It is warm. It is inviting. This president has lifted up every socioeconomic and cultural background because this is a united America under President Trump, and we want to make sure that we fight for this country. She's worth fighting for. This president is worth fighting for. The American dream, as we know it, is worth fighting for future generations, and we're going to work every single day to make sure that that happens, and we crush it and run up the score November 3rd.
Wow. This nation is worth fighting for. This president is worth fighting for. And the person who's fighting, is it the most, is it Don Jr. or Kimberly? I'm not going to get into that discussion right now.
Race to the finish.
she's right at the top. We love this lady. Follow her, Kim Guilfoyle, and go to DonaldJTrump.com right now. God bless you, Kimberly, and can't wait to see you at CPAC. Can't wait to see you.
See you in a couple of days. Thanks,
see
my friend.
Soon.
God bless.
This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, and we are broadcasting, in this case, from the mobile relieffactor.com studios. We know you have a choice. I know you have a choice. If you're suffering with pain, you can get over-the-counter painkillers. You can get prescription painkillers, or you can get those noxious, smelly salves and ointments. Don't do any of that. Take something that's natural, something that doesn't smell, and something that has no negative side effects. It's Relief Factor, and it is providing pain relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, including me. I am now 14 months pain-free. My lower back pain issue is ancient history, and you deserve to be the next success story by going to relieffactor.com right now and ordering your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day to find out if you could be the next relieffactor.com success story. I guarantee you that if you take it for 3 weeks, morning and evening, as do I, you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it does for all of us. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls on 833-334-6752.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
That lady is incredible. Wow. Wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of Kimberly Guilfoyle. My, oh my, she was on fire. I need to ask her, does she sleep on one of Mike Lindell's premium MyPillows? I bet she does. I know the president does. He admitted it at one of his rallies. And so do I, and so could you. The latest deal, incredible, 65% off all his products, and a buy one, get one free deal on his luxurious Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets. Go right now, use my name, mypillow.com, or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468, mypillow.com. Special secret code, G-O-R-K-A. Do it now. Let's go to your calls. Somebody's been waiting a long, long time, very, very patiently in San Jose. Philip, line one. Welcome to America First.
Yeah, welcome. Yes, Sebastian, I have always listened to you. I respect you as a number one speaker. And I'm just so confused about how the disrespect to our president has been accepted.
Because 98% of the media hates him and wants to destroy him, and because we surrendered the schools and the colleges to the left about 40 years ago. It's very simple.
Well, why is Nancy Pelosi still in office?
Because of the reasons I just told you. Because 98% of the media is left-wing and supports her, and because we have a generation, we have two generations who've been indoctrinated into left-wing doctrines by the college professors and high school students, high school teachers that we allow to indoctrinate them. So it's not a mystery, my friend. It's not a mystery. And if you want to know who's to blame, look in the mirror. It's us. It's the conservatives. We let them do it. Thank you, Philip. Let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go to, do we still have Bob in California, line two? Bob.
Good afternoon, Sebastian. Great. I just have one question for Bernie and for you. Anybody else wants to chime in? What is the highest significance of the reduction of illiteracy in Cuba when there is no free press or anything like it to read?
Bob. Call of the day. So far, we've got an hour to go. That is the call of the day. Who cares if everybody and their grandmother could read if there's no freedom of the press? And if in the cigar rolling factories, the person who's reading the book out on the loudspeaker is reading from Karl Marx, you, Bob, made my day. Stay on the line. You're going to get a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Nicely done, Robert, if I may call you Robert. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back with our good friend, another warrior princess, this time on the West Coast, Jennifer Horn, here on America First. Don't touch that dial.